Income inequality in the United States is a major election campaign issue. It is an issue of interest to many people across the country. Studies have shown that 49 million Americans, including one in four children, are living in poverty. The United States Census Bureau says there were 43.1 million people in poverty last year. That is 3.5 million fewer than in 2014. A community development program in Georgia is working to improve neighborhoods and help lift families out of poverty. It also helps young people from poor families get a good education. The East Lake Foundation directs the community redevelopment programs in the East Lake neighborhood of Atlanta, Georgia. Daniel Choi heads the foundation.
So by having a high-quality education pipeline, we are able to provide first-class opportunities for our children and really for their families to help them move beyond the intergenerational cycle of poverty to expose them to what I'd consider a world of possibilities.
The program provides education to children from the age of 3 all the way to college. The 3-year-olds attend classes where they focus mainly on reading. The program works to ensure the children can read well by the time they enter the 3rd grade. As they grow up, their progress is followed, and they are urged to work hard. They attend the same public high school, which has an educational curriculum that requires mathematics, science, and technology.
I'd say the most staggering result that we've seen is for our young people go from having only about 5% of its 5th graders be able to meet or exceed the state standard in math to now 95% of our young people across all core academic subjects meet and exceed that standard.
Choi notes that the children are performing well compared to their peers across the country. The education program is just one of the activities offered to young people who live in the community. Jaleel Spearman grew up in the program and is now in the 11th grade. She hopes to become an engineer.
Having all these different extracurricular activities like engineering, dance, band, that really helps you to like decide on what you like to do right now in high school. So when you go off to college, you already know something that you want to do.
Many of the students from poor families are performing as well as middle-class students. Therese Chapman and her family moved to Eastlake 15 years ago. She now attends college and works part-time.
Knowing that someone else other than your family has taken an interest in you, it really encourages you and makes you want to do better and set the bar high for yourself to make your own accomplishments.
Therese Chapman says support from teachers helps the students get the preparation they need to be successful in school and in life. I'm Katie Weaver.